Walk us through the Reader's Digest or shortest form of Common Core.
So the nuts and bolts of Common Core, in the most precise language, is that we are moving from rote memorization and discrete knowledge to higher order thinking skills, critical thinking, and problem solving. So what we want to, in the Bloom's taxonomy is, if you will, the first, you know, we want to move from just knowledge and understanding to actually taking that knowledge and understanding and applying it to create and innovate around new knowledge, to make knowledge portable. So if I sit in a classroom and learn something today, that is going to be imparted in a way that I will understand that these are basic skills that can be portable over time in school and in work. So the Common Core State Standards are just those standards. And I want to make sure that they are the what. What should students know and be able to do at each level of their educational experience so that they graduate from high school, college, and career ready? The what is the curriculum. And that is something that each state gets to frame out itself. So Maryland has taken the Common Core State Standards, and built a curriculum framework, the how. And our individual districts are now working in tandem with us, as you said, through the Educator Effective Academies and other webinar and virtual learning opportunities to actually talk about how we do this, how we give teachers and students resources.
Peel back the layers, though, for me and help me to understand, if I'm a parent of a student, as a student, how is it going to be different for me? Am I going to have more homework? Is the instruction itself, how will that be different? And then for a parent, will I be able to keep up with some of this? Because that's always what parents have trouble with. Sometimes they forget, and if you're adding more to that process.
So the way I believe that students interact with information is the way the adults interact with information. And I am pleased to report that the teachers with whom I have spoken, and I've spoken to many of them, really do like the Common Core State Standards and the curriculum framework around them, because now, instead of trying to cover these numerous numbers of standards, they can really home in on fewer standards, go much more deeply in the learning so that they have time. This is how it impacts students. They have time to really check in with students and say, are you understanding? And if they find that they're not understanding, they now have time to intervene with other strategies to help them understand. If they are understanding, then let's give enrichment opportunities. Let's stretch our high-performing students, too. So is it going to be more homework? I think Maryland has had this high distinction of being a great state in public education because our teachers have always challenged our students. The standards do add much more rigor earlier, but our teachers have also much more time to actually go deeply into the standards. So I don't know that it would be more homework. I think the homework will be different homework. So instead of going and reading through the information and answering the questions or getting the right answer to the math problem, we will probably see students being asked to read passages and talk about cause and effect, or to not only give the right answer for the math problem, but to demonstrate how they did it. And there are many ways that they can get to the right answer. So it will be the critical thinking, the problem solving around the work that will be different, more than probably the volume of work.